Benjamin guilty. Now Joseph gave this order to his steward. Fill the man's sacks with as much food as they can carry, and put back each man's silver in the mouth of his sack. And put my cup, the silver cup with the money for the grain, in the sack of the youngest. The steward did as Joseph had directed. As soon as it was light next morning, the men were sent away with their donkeys. When they had gone, but were still not far from the city, Joseph said to his steward, "Go quickly after those men, and when you have caught up with them, say this, 'Why have you repaid good with evil? Isn't this the cup my master drinks from and uses for divination? You have done a wicked thing.'" When he caught up with them, he repeated these words. They said to him, "Why does my lord speak like that?" "Far be it from your servants to do such a thing. The money we found in the mouths of our sacks we brought back to you from the land of Canaan. How then could we have stolen silver or gold from your lord's house? If one of your servants is found with the object, he will die, and we too will become my lord's slaves." "Very well then," he said, "it will be as you say. The one who is found to have the cup will become my master's slave. The rest of you will go free." Then each one quickly lowered his sack to the ground and opened it. And he searched, beginning with the eldest and ending with the youngest. And the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore the clothes, and reloading their donkeys, they returned to the city.